This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hi, I'm Mizo. I'm from Korea. Nowadays, I studied English in London. In the future, I have one plan. I want to open a cafe and I want to take a class for children. The class name is English Cooking Class for Children. So I really want my dreams come true.
We've got our little grammar challenge for you, and we're going to play you a piece of audio. And what I want you to do is to listen to the people talking. Are they more or less healthy now? Are they more or less healthy now? How have you changed in the last 5 years?
Well, I used to smoke 20 cigarettes a day.
I walk a lot more now. I didn't used to do any exercise at all.
I used to eat loads of junk food. I don't eat any of that rubbish now.
So, are they more or less healthy now?
Less healthy.
You think they're less healthy?
Because they said junk food, it is not good for health, so...
Okay, well, we'll listen to some more examples. What words do they all use when they're talking about the things they did in the past? So what phrase do they use when they're talking about things they did in the past?
I used to smoke.
I didn't used to do any exercise at all.
I used to eat loads of junk food.
So what words did they all use, all those examples?
Used to.
Used to.
Yes,
okay.
Used to.
Well done. They used used to. And now we're going to go over and listen to Nuala, who's going to explain a little bit more about used to. So yes. Listen carefully.
We heard a form of used to three times there. When we want to talk about the past and things that we did regularly, things that were habits, we say used to, followed by the base form of the verb, which is the infinitive without to. That's used, U-S-E-D, to, T-O. Listen to Tim.
I used to smoke 20 a day.
By saying used to, Tim is telling us about the past, about his habit, his smoking, and that he doesn't smoke anymore. We use used to talk about discontinued past habits. That's things that we did before, but which we don't do now. Listen again.
I used to smoke 20 a day.
Eleanor, on the other hand, told us about something she didn't do when she was younger.
I didn't used to walk anywhere.
The negative form is not plus use, that's U-S-E, followed by the base form. Listen again.
I didn't used to walk anywhere.
So, to recap then, when you want to talk about things you did regularly in the past, but which you don't do now, you say used to, followed by the base form. She used to smoke. They used to eat meat. In the negative, it's didn't used to, followed by the base form. She didn't used to walk anywhere. Well, that's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
OK, now I'm going to ask you some quick questions just to check if you understand. So if I say I used to smoke,
yes.
Do I smoke now?
No, stop.
OK, I used to eat junk food. Do I eat junk food now?
No, I didn't. I don't eat junk food anymore.
Excellent. Okay. I want to go back and play the very first thing that we listened to and listen out for the question again. Are the people more or less healthy now?
How have you changed in the last 5 years?
Well, I used to smoke 20 cigarettes a day.
I walk a lot more now. I didn't used to do any exercise at all.
I used to eat loads of junk food. I don't eat any of that rubbish now.
Okay, so are they more healthy now or less healthy now?
Maybe more.
Yes.
Yes, they, because they stopped smoking and stopped eat junk food, so yes, nowadays they are healthy more than before.
More than before. Yes. Excellent. Very good. Well done.
Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com.
Do you think you have changed over the years? Is there anything that you used to do that you don't do now?
I used to drink beer every day.
But what about now?
Sometimes.
Right, okay. Thank you very much for taking part in our Grammar Challenge, and congratulations.
It is very good experience to me. I don't forget today.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
bbclearningenglish.com.